Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night.
Glory.
Alafia, greetings, Hotep, and welcome to the Care to Read Room. Welcome to another new segment. Our segment is on the School of Nature's Remedy. And this evening, we prepared for you the School of New Thought. That's what we'll be covering this evening, the School of New Thought. Put that in your psychic and hold on to it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you for coming to school today. And we're so glad that you can join us on our first segment of the new topic. We'd like to also welcome those newcomers and say that I am your Omi, and I am your advocate, and I'm your advisor. We'd like to welcome those old guests, and thanks for coming back, my old friends and my new friends. We'd like to also say that this new segment will be one that you certainly want to take notice to. I'll be doing a little bit more reading rather than praying, giving you a little bit more undertone and foundation of the Yoruba Ifa theological philosophy of their creation story. You've heard many creation stories before, but you haven't heard as many clever stories as the Yoruba people can give. And that's where all these stories are coming from. Chief Menahochi has put together a collection of all types of stories for Yoruba people. And I, being one of his students, was fortunate enough to collect these stories. So I'll be giving you a story on the inception of Oromola. So I'd like to welcome you, but first of all, before we get into that story, I want to go and pay some bills and do a little house cleaning, and I'll ask for you to listen for our drums as they come in, because they're going to take me out of here, and hopefully you can hold tight and we're back in position again. Thank you so very much for joining us, and do have a seat and sit down. Thank you. Family, you have your Omiinka 7 here. I am your priestess, Omiinka 7 Zanu, and welcome back to another new segment that we are featuring on Nature's Remedy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be preparing ourselves for an atonement to get ourselves in shape physically, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We can't do anything if we're making that transition to the new planetary lifestyle and have an old body. We've got to do something to overhaul this old body. We can only do so much in this body, but we have to renew our faith as well as our physical body. And that's what we're doing during this segment, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be hearing more and more about transitioning. And as I talked to you today and told you about the new thought comes from a philosophy of the unity approach. And that is a unity approach that comes out of Reverend Jenny Coleman's church, as well as some of the other new thought churches that come from the St. Louis, Missouri area. It is nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. These are borrowed concepts. And the new thought is one that I borrow for many, many years, even though they be of a different faith than Yoruba. We have to graduate from schools of thought. And this is a school of thought, a philosophy of believing that there is no matter, only mind, mind over matter. And it applies and applicable to what we're doing in the Yoruba faith. We believe that this mind that we have is Ori. Say that with me. The mind is Bore. And when we can think on a concept of having a new thought concept, meaning that we will speak things by using powerful words that will give us a new thought and a new vision for the future. Even though we're Yoruba belief thinking people, we can still borrow concepts from our newer Christian setting. It's okay to be Christian, because I am Christian because I'm solidified in Christ. I am Islamic because I am one who submits to the will of Allah. It's okay to be African because I am one who believes in the ancestors. It's okay to be all of those things because we graduate from schools of thoughts. It's very important that you understand that New Thought believes that you have the capability of healing yourself. They have a reading room which they believe you can go to and have your very own nurse who is trained in the area of using manifestation of metaphysic words that will lift you out of the state that you're in and allow you to speak words into existence through affirmations to heal yourself. Now, these are not new concepts. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, New Thought. I want you to understand that there are laws of attraction, laws of inertia. You've heard this from Iyanna Van Zandt. You've heard this from Reverend Jenny Coleman. She has even healed herself through using these immaculate, powerful words. I want you to get them into your system and your psyche and understand that Jesus was a metaphysics. He had to go all the way to Africa to learn to heal. That's right. And see, there were people that came before Jesus, and one of them is Oromalak. He was indeed the first Messiah on earth, ladies and gentlemen, after the flood destroyed the earth. It was Oromalak who was sent to remind us and examine the conditions that this earth was in. And in this was one of his several visitations to the earth, ladies and gentlemen. This occurred thousands and thousands of years before the earth, before Christ and I and you ever came. It occurred. Oromalak was also sent to earth as a guide, a philosopher, a friend of man, and a deity of man as well. Ila Oromalak is the life-giving spiritual son of the Western Africa theological system. Its savior and its roots, its only direction links with the Holy Trinity, ladies and gentlemen. Oromalak, Ileda, Oladulamare. A mouthful, isn't it? A professor talked about Oladulamare, and he said that Oromalak is a mighty archangel, beloved of Almighty God. He continued to talk about him, and he said, always there must be an initiative priest of Ifa, which is what I am, initiate. I'm still a student, still learning, for whom the life is to be to know that love stands first. To serve Ila is to love first. Oromalak is the one that was sent by the Almighty God to keep us and mend our lives and mend our broken heart. Remember I said in the advertisement, Oromalak and Ifa will mend our broken hearts. The way that it should be mended, our broken calabash, as an example, can be mended, and our broken hearts can be too. He protects human beings from everyday danger. He protects us from the evils of the world. And as we pray to Oromalak in this fashion, Ifa Riba Boni Omi Iba Poledo, Ifa, shelter me. There are many evils outside. Ifa, shelter me. There are many evils outside. Ifa Odu says, Ta ni owa ba ni ate wo wo so iwa pelu te so Oromalak ni owa ba ni ate wa ni so iwa pe. Teloso, Ifa ni owa ba ni ate wo so, iwape teloso. Who will help us mend our lives? Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Oromalak will help us mend our lives. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Ephah will help us mend our lives. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Oromalah is the one who guides the destiny of human beings and divinities. It was Oromalah who was present with the Supreme God, ladies and gentlemen, in the morning of the world. He witnessed the King of Heaven and the kings of earth receive their destiny and their divinities, as well as all the divinities. The blessed Lord Oromalah witnessed every soul that is destined to be here today. By the will of God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, to come to the earth and to come to life, we kneeled at the foot of Oromalah. We kneeled in the presence of God, and the celestial council is where we kneeled and asked for us to be able to have a destiny and to come here to earth. Oromalah is the divine being entrusted with the wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, of God Almighty. Oromalah therefore knows all the mysteries of the cosmos. He is called the Oromalah Omiji, Oromalah Oboji, the small one whose mind is full of wisdom. It's the little G with the big head full of wisdom. Oromalah, the wisdom divinity, is the deity that brought wisdom and knowledge into the world. Such knowledge he brought consisted of several branches, ladies and gentlemen. Science of nature, physics, animal biology, plants and botany, medical, plants, herbologists, oral incantations, Ofi, and all the science associated with healing diseases, medicines. The knowledge of healing thus derived from Ephah is known as complete cure. Say that with me, a complete cure. Iwasun, a complete cure. Such cures because of Ephah knows the origin of disease. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ephah knows all of the origins of disease, so he brought with him the cure of disease. Just like our school of natural remedies will bring to you the schools of thoughts of all cures of all diseases and the vast names by which they are called. Ephah is the controller of the language, culture, philosophy, religion, identified with the knowledge of all things. Ephah is described as an inexhaustible, irrepressible of knowledge. Imo imita ibawo chief fego. He says that the blessed Lord Oromalah, Bara Oboni Ikin, priest, world, teacher, deity, divine healer, Odu Ifag Ukun, Obara says, Oromalah ni aba, ni ababa owo I, awoko ni aba ni, neji ifa ogabo, Oromalah ni abawo, ifatui obawo, Oromalah is our father. We have no other king. Ephah is sufficient to be king. Ephah is sufficient to be king. Say that with me. Ephah is sufficient to be king. We have no other king. Ephah is sufficient to be king. Oromalah is our father. Ephah is sufficient to be king. Odu Ephah Oture says that Oromalah ni awoso, ni awoso moni osoro, o ni atoni, ni ape, ni awo, ania sewo, Oromalah ni owo, saying Oromalah is sufficient to be king. Owi owo we go by ni, owi owo we go by ni. Oromalah says that I respond. He asks, who is there behind washing heads? He replied, but it is you, Oromalah. He made his lamentation a lamentation of shout. He made his voice the voice of Ephah's song. He sang head washing by a day, a hotness. We can see by holy old dew that Oromola performs rituals of purification, baptism. Ifun Obare says that Oromola washed, Oromola baptized many deities. Mosere Teromoko. Ifa says he does head washing and baptism. Ladies and gentlemen, this language is a Yoruba language, but it's important for us to be able to use our native language. Our native language will remind us that there was some secrecy in the language, and there is some discriminatives in the language as well. So at times we ought to use our own native language so that the discriminatives, we can eliminate those things. And Africans, it's okay for you to learn your natural native tongue. It's okay for you to be bougie and to be intelligent and still speak an African language, because they don't get any bougie than the Omi. So therefore, if I can struggle through the cantations and enunciations and tonations of these words, so can you. And you ought to do that every now and then. Now, the meaning of what I just read in Yoruba, and it says, I ran on and until I met Olu. He was threading the ground with his staff, jingling along, and inquired, who are those going into the forest grove? He said, the young initiates whose heads are not clean were those he was leading along to get their heads washed. I walked leisurely and met, and treading into the grounds with his staff jingling along. I asked, who are those moving into the forest and the grove? He said, the initiates whose heads are not clean. The question is, the only way that you can get your head clean, you must be able to identify with the deities of Oromola. Remember, Oromola was the first master and first king who came to earth way before Jesus ever came to this earth. We ought to acknowledge Oromola and give him high praises today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with me on that introduction to giving you information about Ifa. Now, during these months, I will be giving you more information about the Yoruba teaching and less prayers, because some of you can do these prayers on your own. Now, if we don't get to do libation, please forgive us, but I want to stop and pay homage to my Maliwa, my mother spirit, and to my Baba, my father spirit, or Bakala. I pour libation toward my mother spirit, which is Yamenja. To the east, I turn my head and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my father spirit, and to the west, I turn my head and say Ashe. You ought to do this periodically and call on the ancestors. Call on your heroes and sheroes. And as we call on our heroes and sheroes, we ask them to allow us to lift us high on their shoulders today. It's important for us to incorporate rituals into our lifestyle, because it is what rituals is what African Americans are missing in their life. Who are we? Who are we? Some say we're the half-sister of the Eurocentric. Some say we're the half-sister of the Jew. But who are we? If we're just half and not whole, then what happens to that other half of us that's African? When do we tend to the business of our other side of African? When do we address our culture and our customs and our rituals? You won't ever address them, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're confronted with the issue of addressing your other half, which is your African self. The question here today is to be or not to be African. I choose to be who I am. Be yourself. This is a New Thought teaching. The New Thought teaching is to be yourself. As you begin to understand that you had the religion in you, you didn't need a church to cry loud and go out in the courtyard and call people to prayer. You were the caller to prayer. You were innately given everything you need. So your new thought will come from your mind, not from your flesh. Remember, mind over matter. In the new thought phase, you begin to make affirmations. Use incantations. What are incantations? Does anyone know? Call in if you know what incantations are. Call in and discuss it with Omi, because you ought to know about incantations, and you very rarely hear this term being used. Incantations were created for those various different orishas and initiates to use for protection. Incantations are words that you can speak over a situation, such as, i.e., a snake bite. The snakes were instructed not to harm God's people, and they were given incantations to speak to the snake, to start the snake to remember that there was an incantation given and a promise given that he would never hurt God's people. That would stop the venomous bite from poisoning the person. Now, these are things you ought to know about Africans. You ought to understand incantations are powerful, and they can be used, words can use a word of wisdom that can stop things and change the planetary atmosphere. Now, getting back to New Thought again, what kind of thoughts are you having today? Are you looking at the thoughts in your mind? Do you realize that your thoughts can make you sick? Do you realize that your very thoughts can make you paralyzed? See, God never gave us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of a sound mind. But some of us are walking around and we're scaring ourselves to death with our very own fear. Do you realize that it is emotions? This particular emotion was not one that was given to you. You inherited the emotion of fear. Give it back. Give it back. It is not a New Thought technique. Why don't you give it back? Because when you have the spirit of fear, you have a lack of faith, because it is not a natural emotion. Now, in the New Thought faith, the one thing that is talked about is omnipresent, omniconscious, all-knowing, all-presence. So how can a God that's up in the atmosphere be all-presence at all time and still be sitting on the throne? Is that possible? Can he be with you and at the same time be with me and be sitting on a throne? Is that possible? Come on now. Put your thinking caps on. We're in school now. Welcome to school. We're in school, and we're talking about New Thought. Can we really expect God to still be sitting on a throne while he's with each of us? No. He'd be a schizophrenic. He would not be able to handle all of the transition and process. That's why he was clever enough to give us our very own personal God that sits on our head, which is our what? Somebody say it. Somebody speak up and call me in and say what that name is. 646-478-0270. We talked about the name last night. The name is Ori. He gave you your very own personal Ori. Remember I told you that Ori was the only one that could go all the way with you, that would not abandon you and would stay with you until the end. Now, I want you to understand something, that we're talking about changing and transitioning into a glorious person and a glorious body. Oh, yes, we're going to have to take off the corruptible and put on the incorruptible. We're not taking these bodies anywhere with us, believe it or not. We're not preparing and patching these bodies up to take them with us. We will have a glorious spiritual being, because that is the only substance that will be able to go here and there and transition to and fro. So I want you to understand what we're talking about is when we get a chance to transition into this new millennium in December 21st, 2012, we want to make sure that we've made our situations right with God, and we've gotten into right standing with our higher selves and made peace with God. Not just any God, the God that sits on your head, Ori. Because the one up there in the atmosphere is highly potent and fully ratified. You couldn't stand before him if you wanted to. You are going to have to understand that the God that you worship is on the inside of you. And you should speak to him, and you should commune with him or her every day. And just as I'm telling you, Ori is your God. Oromola sits on the throne. Oromola does not do anything but connect to Elede. He is ratified too. So you're not going to go skipping in the glory thinking you can go tell God anything, none other than what you can tell your personal God. Now, we talked a little bit about where New Thought came from. New Thought is a concept of believing you can heal yourself, believing that you have the words and the power and the frequency of your energy carries with it powerful abilities. That's why everyone has a frequency. We all vibrate on a certain frequency. The words that we say even have powerful frequencies. So you ought to understand that you are a powerful made mechanical being that has the ability to speak life into your situation, and you call your life into being. New Thought teaches this, that whatever is in your life, you've called it into being. You must understand that you have the powerful ability to go forward and to heal yourself. It is not what the physician can do for you. It is what you can do for your body. When you turn on the inside of yourself, the healing starts within. But you must understand that you're the one that is mastering the ship. You're the one that has the reign of the ship. And you must learn to use your powerful ability to speak words of wisdom and incantation and speak affirmations over your situation. Now, with the New Thought, I want you to understand you do have the I Am concept. And the I Am God that was in Ori is in you. So are you a God, you ask Omi? You're something like a drop of water to that vast ocean. You're not necessarily that vast ocean, but you're made up of the same elements of a God. And you have God's attribute, so therefore you have powers that you could call on that are likened to God that you can speak into existence. You're not the God, but you have the attributes of the God. So speak loud and call those things that be not as though they were. You ought to understand that New Thought will give you a better frame of reference so that you will understand that you using the New Thought concept, it is no mystery, it is no accident. You were called for this particular time to be able to look clairvoyantly into your own lives and ask, what is it that I need to communicate with my Ori? And what is it that I need to ask my Godhead that I should be doing? And why am I here? What is my destiny? You ought to get a destiny reading. Find a priest or priestess and ask them to divine over you, to give you a destiny reading, to know what your path is and what your future is here, and why did you come here? Remember, you kneeled before the Creator and asked to come here. You asked to come here, and O Romana, witness your inception. He knows your end from your beginning. He knows your future. And if you want to know where you're going and what your path is, consult Oromala. Oromala has all divinations in his hand. Now, what do I mean by divination? I mean divination is a process. It is a technique that priests are trained to use to be able to look into your lives and to be able to speak into your lives and give you direction for your life for that destiny that was planned for you at birth. And it's important that every child should have their destiny reading. And ladies and gentlemen, don't think that because you're here, you're in and of yourself. You are not here only of yourself. You have been bought with a price, and you were called here to live out the life so that God would know experience through you. But it's very important that you should understand that these teachings that I'm teaching you are to help you to be a better person, to have good character and good conduct, not necessarily be more religion. We're not trying to make you any more religious. We've had enough religion. It's time to have lifestyles now. It's time to have a quality of life so that you could be a better person, because by the year of 2012, December the 21st, you've got to make your peace with your higher self and the Creator, and you've got to make a transition if you want to transition into that new system that we're about to enter into. That's right, the earth is wobbling, and we are now working on lining up all the actions and getting ourselves in a better position to make that transition. Just about all of the hosts that are hosting shows are talking about this new transition. If you haven't heard about it, you have to go in some of these rooms because they are calling out the same thing that I'm speaking up. Usually the spirits will line up with what the spirits are saying. And I'm telling you that if you're not in tune, you ought to get in sync. And this is a room you can come into and get in sync. I invite you into the Care to Read room. We're here on a regular basis now, and I'm going to be doing a segment for continuously as long as I can. And when I can't make it here, please, I beg your pardon, because I do have a life too. It's important that I try to give you as much as I can while I can. Now, I would like to say the new thought is something I want you to go check out. I want you to go read up on it. What does it mean? What kind of thoughts do I need to have? I'm a mechanical being. Do I need to change my thoughts? Do I need to rearrange my molecules? You need to understand that this flesh counts for nothing. It's the spirit man that you are to pay homage to and give time to and spend time communing with the spirit, communing with God, your higher self, who lives within inside of you. Not necessarily putting on excess array of beautifying your body. You want to keep the body healthy, but not necessarily to the point where you negate the fact that you ought to also tend to your spirit man. Now, I want to say something to you. Your spirit man is very, very important. If you don't keep the head on straight, then it can't carry the heavy load that you have for it to carry. If the mind goes astray, then the body is destined to follow. So you must keep the mental state and the stability sound. Therefore, you have to have sound knowledge and good sound concepts. So you have to go and read. And if you're African-American, you ought to be learning something about your African history. I don't care who you say you are. I don't care about that part of you that's part Indian. All of us are mixed with something. And if you got one-third African blood in you, you're still African. And you must understand, you must feed the melanin. You must develop an understanding of the melanin in the body. And you must understand that we can tap into the spirit of our ancestors' melanin. And the more melanin we get, the more we can use. There's a big rush for all people to ascertain melanin, because they now discover that it's not just a byproduct to give us color and hue. It's also to keep us healthy and to keep us physically fit. And we're going to talk more about being physically fit and how do we keep ourselves physically fit through using melanin and what is the benefit and the purpose of melanin. I've done some studies on melanin with children. I'll be sharing that with you, explaining to you that all children are not alike, especially our male child. All children do not fare the same way because of the melanin in their body, and the melanin has a brain. You can learn and bypass the brain through just dealing with the melanin. There is a host of information that I will be sharing with you about melanin, how to enrich your melanin, and how to make sure that it's not calcified, and how to take the various substances of food that will help the medulla oblongata absorb the melanin in the brain and the areas of your body where most of your melanin is concentrated. We'll be talking about that as well. I want you to understand this is a science class, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't noticed, I love science, and I'm talking about science and scientific things and metaphysic things because that's a part of me. And like it or not, we're going to have to address the fact that we're mechanical beings, and we must understand that we're not from this planet. We are aliens here just passing by. And as we pass by, we must prepare and get ready to make a transition. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but you ought to transition into some of these rooms to learn some of the great things that is being taught. And this is going to be one of them. Hopefully you'll be able to come and to frequent our room, and we would love to have you here. This is called the Care to Read Room, and I am Omiika, Priestess Omiika Zanu. I am your Empress, I am your advocate, and I'm here to serve you. So come on in, sit down, give us a phone call, be able to tap in. If some of you would like to come in to be a guest, call me or even get on the internet and email me and let me know you're interested in health and wellness and you'd like to be a part of our show. We'd welcome you to be a part of our show. And we encourage those newcomers, if you have not signed up to be a follower, follow the leader. And let me take you somewhere. Let me give you some new schools of thought. And that's what we're trying to do, take you back to school. Now, I've been a student for a while. I've been learning some higher level knowledge, but not the kind of spiritual knowledge that I think I need to know. So I had to get back in this classroom so we could get back on the topic of discussion. I'd like to thank you for going all the way with me this evening and being a part of this discussion. I'd like for you to understand that these discussions will cover a multiplicity of health issues. We're going to be covering quite a few health issues and bringing in experts. Omi won't always be up here talking to you because I'm not the expert on all these subjects. I will be bringing in guests, of course, but give me a little time as we get things together, and I'll be bringing in some experts to break bread with you to talk about these topics of our school of nature's remedy. And what do I mean by remedies? We're going to find solutions of natural homeopathic healing. We're going to talk about essential oils. We're going to talk about the very first frankincense that was used and the myrrhs that were used in the Bible and what were they used for. And when Mary had these oils in her alabaster box, was she really paying out all the money for those oils, and were they rich, and were they healing people? We're going to talk about all those things, and we'd like to invite you back for tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow at 10:30 p.m., and our time will be the same, 10:30 p.m., and we'd like for you to come and be a part of our discussion, and we'd like to thank you and say you, too, can be a part of something new. Up you, mighty race. We can accomplish what you do.